السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Reflection of the reflection and explanation of what's happening in Aleppo, in Halab, in Syria, all over. When you're watching, the whole Ummah need a crisis and we cry over it. You remember Gaza? Gaza 1, Gaza 2, Gaza 3. When we have a crisis, we start screaming and crying and have emotion. After we feel the crisis go down a little bit, doesn't mean go down, it's done. It's done. People are still suffering in Gaza, but we forget Gaza. You see? And this is one of the goals, one of the aim, one of the game. To make us busy one crisis after another and forget the Quds, Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa. We forget the message. What is the message? This is what I'm going to explain to you. Today we cry over Aleppo. I want you to go to Google and type Aleppo's history. Halab, Homs, Hama, you name it. Look, Syria was containing only a few 5 years ago some of the most precious heritage historic area in the world. It has some of the most sophisticated, beautiful, unique market. Are we content? Are we living thanking Allah? Or are we living for dunya? What the purpose? We forget. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about how beauty the market it is? How successful the economy? How luxury life we have? I want you to remember today's mini constitution. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase my bounty to you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you do kufr, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. By this way, one of the first constitution in this life. If you thanking Allah and be content, what coming will be so beautiful. And if you're not happy and content with what Allah give you, what coming will be a major fitna. By this way, today, we're going to remind you and remind myself with many topics. Number one, do we need major crisis to cry over it? And after we cry over it, we cry for a little bit, some emotion, and go back like we never seen anything before. This is a musibah. As many verses in Quran, I will share it with you later on. About this topic, what happens if we see a crisis and we do not act upon it? It's a message from Allah. By this way, we have to stop in here. What Allah wants to tell us? What is the message here? We have to remember Allah is Qadir, Qadir, Muqtadir. Allah Hakim. Allah Alim, Alim. Allah, He knows. He's able, His might. He's Hakim, the owner of wisdom. Nothing cannot happen without the wisdom of Allah. Nothing cannot happen without the will of Allah. Nothing cannot happen without the knowledge of Allah. Why it happened? I want you to ever forget this question. Why Allah allow what happened to happen? Is a wisdom. A wisdom without beyond our imagination. It has many dimensions. And each one of us will get a different dimension according to the basira and nur and hidayah from Allah to us. Some of us will have basira, some of us will have nur, some of us will have wisdom, some of us will have rujd, understanding and comprehending with wisdom. Some of us will have blindness, some of us has no care, some of us is not in a la-la land, some of us in heedlessness. By this way, I said it before. At this moment, all this trial for the people of Aleppo, for the people of Syria, and the whole Ummah. Trial for some. Elevation for some. Disgrace for some. And major niqmah and torture for some. You remember Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench? They embrace Islam and all of them died. It's not a big deal. I shared it with you many weeks ago about how many verses in Quran about Allah promised every qarya, every village, every place, Allah promised to destroy it before Yawm al-Qiyamah. He promised. I will share with you the verses later on. I will share it with you again. But what is the message? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to wake up the ummah. Because this ummah, when you study the history of Islam, every time Allah give us dunya, we become restless, we become happy, we become content with the dunya, and we become hungry for dunya, and we forget the message. We forget the purpose of life. We forget the purpose of ubudiyyah. We forget the purpose. We're supposed to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviate the suffering of others, spread justice to mankind. But what happened to Iraq in the early days, in the Tatar and Mongolian? What happened to Andalusia? The history repeats itself. What happened when we be content with what's going on in our life? And I see it coming in Europe, in America, in Australia, you name it. It's coming to the Muslim. Why? Because we content of our dunya. We refuse to live for akhirah. We refuse. Me, which is the opposite completely of the message of Allah to the Ummah. You remember also the another message? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the constitution of changing, what he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of any people unless they change within. Today, for almost all my life, I'm watching. We need demonstration. We need politics. We need to put pressure to make them be easy on us. Beat us, but be easy, okay? Go back to Bosnia. Same identical happened. They keep dragging the war and they acting like they do not know what to do. We're not sure what happened to be done. Imagine, mankind is galvanized against us and we still do not get it. By this way, what Allah want? He want us to go back to Him only, believe in Him only, rely on Him only, trusting in Him only, believe He is the only one can change condition. Only, put under only 1 million line. If me not connected my heart to Allah 100%, He is the one able and the might and the owner and the governor of this earth, and He is the one, the owner of constitution, of change, I will be in big trouble. And we can see that in individual, family, society, nation, and the ummah. We're still diverted. Every group wanting this way and this way and this way and this way. It will never happen. Allah will disgrace us. Go to all the verses about victory and what it means. The victory when you unite yourself to Allah. The victory to belong to Allah. The victory to trust in Allah. The victory to rely on Allah. The victory to Allah take you from this earth and He's pleased with you. It doesn't matter what happened to you. How many companions of Rasulullah, some very high exalted, has been killed and the body has mutilated and be cutting in pieces. It's not a big deal, but look who they are. Who they are. By this way, the victory and meaning of victory, we misunderstand it. We do not know what meaning victory. The victory to live as a mu'min and complete iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ultimate victory for you to leave this earth and Allah be pleased with you. By this way, what Allah want us to do? What is the message from Allah to us, all of us, people of Aleppo, people of Syria, all over? Each one again responsible according to their ability and capability. But most of all, are we living for the message or for the land or for the houses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to give you victory only in one condition. If you are a mu'min living for him and want to elevate his message. But today, every time we get beat up, oh Allah, and oh Allah, to do what? I want my home back. I want my land back. I want my house back. I want my garden back. Not I want you, Allah. Not I want elevate your deen, ya Allah. By this way, this fitan, this condition we see now, it will continue and will get worse. Because all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is life today. You remember I said to you yesterday when Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha, she asked Rasulullah, are we going to be destroyed and among us the pious people? He said, yes. Right away today, is some people pious? Yes. Some good people in the ummah? Yes. They make dua? Yes. Allah will accept? No. Go read the chapter of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar and read the ahadith about that. When the ummah is not involved in doing what's supposed to be, even the good people will make dua and Allah will reject the dua. This is our condition. I want you to go to An-Najat, the chapter, or the, the article An-Najat, the rescue. And I share with you all the verses of Quran whom Allah will rescue. Certain quality people Allah will rescue. What meaning rescue? Rescue in here to rescue you from the fitna, number one. To rescue you from his torture. To save your soul with iman, to make you die in a state of iman. And this, by the way, will be getting shorter. Meaning, the more we're getting closer to Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people who fall into fitna will be in the majority. The people who hold tight to the deen of Allah and the message will be a few. I see it over and over again. People drifting and they become so arrogant, so stubborn, blaming, complaining, and not living the message. They think they do, but they don't. Because if you're living the message, you live for the message. The message is number one in your heart. Nothing bother you except the message. And elevate the deen of Allah, alleviate the suffering. By this way, my talk will not be different. What Allah wants from us today, people in Aleppo or outside, go back to Him, believe in Him, rely on Him, trust Him only, seeking His support only. And elevate the deen of Allah in your heart, elevate the deen of Allah in the surrounding, alleviate the suffering of other, do what it takes, and that's it. And the qadr of Allah will take place. I will share with you later on the verses of Quran about the villages and how Allah promised to destroy the villages and the condition today from straight from Quran, how the Quran is alive for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living the message and make this era of this time witness to us, not against us. Always do that. And how you do that? Okay, make dua, and do what it takes. Do your utmost. And yes, today, one of the things you can do a lot is spread the message. Because the majority in Allah land, Muslim and non-Muslim, is spread the message. Live for the message. And hold tight in your iman. And beg Allah to guard your iman. Make dua for them, make dua for the ummah, because it's coming. I will be in touch with you later on, and I will share with you some of the verses regarding all this topic. But this is some of my reflection today. I hope it will benefit you. This is not the time for family drama. Is not the time for anything. And ask yourself, is me now going to think this way and only for a few hours, a few days, and go back again? Or this message is for me forever? What it means? I should live for the message. and beg Allah, live for the message, die for the message. Ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart and make us among those who are living the message and elevating the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guard us, rescue us in the time of the fitan. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.